The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, what's the weirdest thing in your locker?
One of Charles James hats.
Oh, for real?
Hey. All right. Oh.
And our kid reporter investigates.
What's the big deal about girls?
Texans Buzz starts now. It's another great edition of Texans Buzz. If we look well-rested and relaxed, it's because we are. There's no game on Sunday, but still, a lot of news happening with the Texans.
Yeah, Texans go to 5-3, tied for the second-best halfway point record, and bye week, players talking about it. Andre Johnson, the former Texan, retired this week. Big show tonight, plus Bernardrick McKinney like you've never seen him before.
That's right. The Texans have a lead in the AFC South, and we caught up with some players who talked about the bye and more around the stadium.
It was fun to see him play in the career he had. We love him.
OG, huh?
OG. Real OG.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, he's real OG.
OG.
He was quiet. When I first met him. But then after a while, you get to know him. You know, the guy talks, But that's a side that a lot of people wouldn't know about him.
What are you going to do on the bye week?
Going to Atlanta, taking my daughter there. I'm going to see her drinking soda because my dad gives a one-year-old soda. I don't know what grandpa does that, but so I'm getting ready for her not going to bed till 11. But.
Did you have a chance to talk to JJ at all, just how he's doing?
I texted him yesterday because it was Halloween, and my son went out dressed as AJ Watt because he's Anthony Jr. So he was AJ Watt, and he got a kick out of that.
How come you were not in this kind of mood yesterday?
I don't know. I'm always
what
in a
happened?
Good mood. Somebody. People, I'm not moody. I'm the same guy every day, John. Right, Amy?
It's not what your wife says.
I know. Please don't interview my wife.
That's so funny, Mark, because on Sunday when asked if he was in a good mood, Bill O'Brien had a completely different expression, but he was saying the same words.
He's always the same. No, he's not. I don't think he's always the same.
You know what else isn't the same?
What?
Players' lockers. And Whitney Merciless did a little digging this week.
Ready? B-Mac, I got a good question for you, man. I think people want to know, what's the weirdest thing in your locker?
Are you in a lot better mood now,
huh, Whit? Oh, no, that ain't weird.
Man, I ain't got nothing weird in my locker.
Probably this pre-workout, because I don't even use it. It's
not even weak. Weird. Weak.
I don't know, Lysol? I don't know.
Lysol in my locker.
You got Lysol? Why you got Lysol in your locker?
You know, stuff get grimy around here, dog. I gotta name any names, but I gotta use it sometimes.
All right, okay. If you want to tell, go ahead.
Me. I'm the weirdest thing in my locker, because I think everything in my locker is pretty normal, but me. How about that?
All right. We ain't gonna mess with you then. Okay. Doggy tree, son. What is that? Is that Chinese, Korean, what?
Yeah, Chinese candy.
Where'd you get that from? Andy. He's still going. He's still going. Legit got a bag full of Asian candy. What that, sour apple? Sour apple. Look good, too.
Not even going to talk about it. I ain't going to talk about it.
No?
Nah, yeah, I'm going to pass that question to AJ. Yeah,
go ahead. What you got for me?
The weirdest thing I got in my locker is one of Charles James hats.
Oh, for real? Hey. Oh, all right. Oh.
The weirdest thing in my locker. You know, they banned me from having my sword and my ninja stars and my nunchuck. I can't do that no more.
Hey.
You know, so many rules these days. But I would say my body care products. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna never see nobody with this good stuff. The Curl's daughter, you know what I'm saying? That good stuff. Make you feel good.
Keep your skin healthy. Keep
see how good that skin? Look at smooth. Feels so silky smooth. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I love it. I'm gonna have to go get me some products too.
Yeah, let's get this.
Oh, nose. No. All right. Don't look at me like that.
Still to come, Bernardrick McKinney can sing.
When you need me, call me.
And what is the big deal about girls?
You'll get it. You'll see eventually.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. A lot of players having big years. Bernardrick McKinney, his second year, off to a great start so far.
Absolutely. Top five in tackles. The second round draft choice from last year having a tremendous, quote, sophomore season. That would mean it's his second season and he's not really a sophomore. He's cool.
But beyond that, there's a lot more about Bernardrick that we don't know, and Drew caught up with him.
Put a Rick on the end of that name, Bernard. Give him some lip. I'll knock you out the yard. Chugga chugga chew, chugga chugga chinny. The one, the only, Bernardrick McKinney.
Yes, sir.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high,
ain't no valley low,
ain't no river wide enough, baby.
When you need me, call me.
I'll be there on the double.
You messed up the song.
So I heard you singing that after the Colts, after you beat the Colts. You have a great voice, much better than mine.
Yeah.
You like singing, don't you?
Yeah, I sing a little. I wouldn't say my voice is A1, but yeah, I sing a little.
What else do you do? Temptations, Four Tops, The Coasters?
No, I kind of like KC and JoJo a little.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Give me a
little
bit.
You know what
it is? I think if you sang it, I would, but, you know.
Like, well, we're going to have to get you on some Pandora or something like that.
All right, you're a great singer. That's one of your talents. You're also pretty good, from what I hear, at pranking people. I, myself, in the office, I like pranking people, too.
Yeah.
We do this every once in a while. So, like, there's a big box. Hit under. You know Morgan. We got Morgan. Yeah. She didn't know it was coming. Boom!
Oh!
I think you would be up for doing something like that.
Yeah.
But what sort of stuff do you do? What have you done to Jalen Strong?
When I was a rookie, when his car wasn't down here in Texas, so I was used to drive him around when I get to the car before he did, and I just hit a block, make him think that I left him or whatever. He'll get real mad.
And then you do the classic one where he walks up to get in, and you just take
your foot. Oh, yeah, yeah. What I do, I let him open the door. I go like 1 mile per hour, drive a little slow, and then as soon as he's about to jump in, I slam on brakes so he hit the whole door. So,
on Twitter, you recently asked, what's a good TV series to watch?
Yeah.
Did you get one?
I got into The Game. I love that show. And there was another show about sports. I'm trying to see what's the name. I don't remember the name of it, but I like that. But I usually watch The Game.
What about Gilmore Girls? Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, I don't know that.
Growing Pains?
No.
Who's the Boss?
No.
Different Strokes?
No.
No? Okay.
None of them.
You have awesome hair, and you've had many different hairstyles.
Yeah.
Your teammates have had some comments on
it. Who's the scariest player on the team?
B-Mac. B-Mac. Ooh! Because his hair. Look at his hair. Look at his hair.
His hair like an umbrella.
Bernardrick McKinney. Walks around looking like a porcupine mixed with a tarantula.
Wow.
Porcupine mixed with a tarantula.
I didn't know Joe said that about me. Though.
I think he likes your hair, though. I think that's what he described.
They say something about my hair every day. Man, to be honest, my barber is in Mississippi still when I got here, and I just let it grow and just kept it since then.
It's time to play a game. It's called Say What.
Say What.
Brought to you by I.W. Marks.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, cowbells.
The
playing shortstop? We can pass if you want.
No, we're going to get this one.
Okay.
Starts with M. Relates with the cowbell.
Hail State, okay. Playing guitar? Air guitar?
Right, you're right.
I got okay.
Who is Bernardrick McKinney?
Google.
I got a short finger right here. I'm going to get this set.
Is that Whitney Merciless? Brushing your teeth?
Um,
today, you know, I'm short. I got a lot of jokes. Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Run, everybody.
Fireworks. Nardrick McKinney, that was awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
You're a great singer.
Yes, sir.
That is good.
When somebody says that your hair looks like a porcupine mixed with a tarantula, it's usually not a compliment, but Jonathan Joseph said that Bernardrick McKinney does have the best hair on the team.
Yes, and he also is the most unique-looking Texan in franchise history, I think. Plus, he's a pretty good singer. And, you know,
great voice, yeah.
Singing gets the ladies' attention, DB.
Well, you know what? We had Kid Reporter catch up with players and ask them, what's the big deal about girls?
Okay, what's the big deal about girls?
It depends on what you want them for.
What's the big deal about girls?
You'll get it. You'll see eventually.
Do the girls in your class think you're cute?
Yeah.
I mean, you wear that blazer to school. I can almost guarantee you're going to get asked to the lunchroom.
How old should I be when I get my first girlfriend?
Ooh, tough question. How old are you now?
10.
You're late.
I mean, you know, it kind of depends on if you're in love, if you want a girlfriend.
I have a bunch of girls that like me.
Ooh, so at least you got options.
Yeah. like the ones that are like, oh, he's so hot, oh my god.
Well, the thing you have to be careful with those girls, because I would just say this: you have to make sure if you like a girl, make sure she likes you, and truly you, and make sure you put your goals first. A good woman for you is going to support you in your goals too.
How old should I be when I get my first girlfriend?
How old are you right now?
10.
Oh, 10's not a bad age. Started up early.
It's okay to have a friend. You know, make sure you get your schoolwork in. School first, girl second.
You got options.
Obviously, they shot this Kid Reporter segment earlier in the offseason,
yes.
But the advice is timeless.
It is, and that kid has options. I wonder where he gets his game from.
I'll look back at our favorite fan questions next on Texans Buzz. It's your favorite time of the week again. It's time to get you caught up on everything social media. And this week is not going to disappoint. It's very heavy with some Halloween costumes. Texans players definitely got into the spirit. Let's get started. All right, first, Kareem Jackson and his family are the Flintstones. Look at this. The baby was Pebbles. I gotta say, Kareem's hair looks outstanding, doesn't it? Even his dog was dressed up. From dogs to wolves, Dwayne Brown also dressed up, but I love his caption, a wolf in wolf's clothing. I like that Debbie Brown chimed right in there and said it was not the best pick. Dwayne, you need to get some approval for your pick before you post it. Didn't you know that? That's what women require. All right, well, here's a pick. I don't know how many takes it took to get this one just right, but it came out stupendous. Brian Peters catching some Pokemon. Hey, there's a lot of biceps in that picture, aren't there? Well, speaking of biceps, Andre Howe dressed up as a gladiator. Hey, gladiators are pretty scary, but you know what's scarier? Charles James's costume. This is what nightmares are made of. He dressed up like the V for Vendetta guy. Charles James wasn't the only one that did a little throwback to the movies. Brock Osweiler and the Misses also dressed up a la Grease. Grease Lightning? Yeah, okay, never mind. Also starring in movies, Will Smith, but before movies, he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and here's Steven Anderson with his rendition of him. It wasn't just players that got into the Halloween spirit. Some fans did, too. Check out Bun B. He dressed up like Vince Wilfork, as in Vince Wilfork of Hard Knocks with the overalls, shopping at HEB. And this guy earned himself a retweet from DeAndre Hopkins with his costume. That's going to do it for our Halloween wrap-up, but the real DeAndre Hopkins was at a Rockets game. Jonathan Joseph wanted to make sure some of his defensive back teammates got a good laugh. They all checked out a comedy show. That's how they celebrated the win, but our favorite celebration made this week's Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue celebrating the team win. Both of them banged up in Sunday's game, but they made do, and they won. Now the Texans are 5-3, and we're heading into the bye. What's there to not like about that? All right, well, if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
It never gets old to see players dressing up for Halloween. I like Brock as Travolta and his wife as Olivia Newton-John. That was from the movie Grease for you kids who are too young to remember that. What about the Flintstones with Kareem?
Prehistoric, but you know what? Bringing it back in a cool way. Kareem looked great with the hair, I thought.
Yeah, and the like of the week, I like seeing Blue and Miller celebrating. They both were playing hurt last week, and they played well. And speaking of Miller...
Yo, you know what? We're going to see him in some of our favorite fan questions in the best of What's the Buzz.
From Jesse, what nicknames other than Militon have you had? A lot of people, well, my family, they call me Boo. I don't know why they call me that, but they call me Boo.
Are eyebrows considered facial hair? I would think so. Because it's on your face. I mean, I think that's pretty much self-explanatory.
From Shannon, pancakes or waffles? I gotta go with waffles here, especially fun shapes, animal shapes to be exact.
From Julian, on a plane, do you like the aisle seat or window seat? No one likes the middle. You are correct. Nobody likes the middle, especially sitting with big guys. But I really, really love the window seat so I can just see whatever's out there, whether it's mountains, clouds, or just plain old sky.
Katie. What's harder, training camp or taking care of a baby? Wow. I'll say taking care of a baby because for me, training camp is actually not that hard. Changing diapers, it's definitely a headache for me, especially the blowouts.
From Lauren. Salsa or guacamole? I'll say guacamole for the most part. I eat guacamole sometimes with my Chipotle or or spaghetti sometimes.
From Jerry, what is your favorite meal of all time? I don't know if it's considered a meal. Chocolate chip cookies, about 20 of those. It's good.
How does it feel to be the cutest player on the Texans?
I wouldn't say cute, but I'd probably say handsome. But feels great, it feels great.
Guacamole on your spaghetti. Are you Lamar Miller? I'm not. I've not tried that.
But, you know, Ryan Griffin talking about waffles, I'm actually getting hungry thinking about that segment right now.
Well, you know what? That was just the first half of the year, and I can't wait to see some of the questions that our fans come up. Follow us on Texans Official on Snapchat, and you get a chance to ask your questions, too. It's time to turn your calendars. Meet Miss November. Next on Texans Buzz. Welcome back to the final segment of Texans Buzz. It's the bye week. Mark, do you have any big trips planned?
No, I have a trip planned to the couch, probably going to watch football. But you know what would have been great? Going down to Vedanta Riviera Mile like the cheerleaders did in the offseason to shoot their calendar. It's what month?
November. Miss November will show you.
My rookie season, so coming into tryouts, I tried out the previous year and I didn't make it. So coming into tryouts, I was coming with a positive mind, and then actually making the team, I thought it couldn't get any better. But coming to Mexico is just something I couldn't even ask for better. It's amazing. I love it. Coach Alto is amazing with helping us out behind the camera like Trask. He's also really, really good. He takes amazing shots and he lets you know like when something's off, like move a hair or fix your swimsuit. And Coach Alto is really good with helping poses. Like sometimes you may get stuck or stuck in one position and she'll like come behind the camera like this is what, you know, and just help you out and catch right back on and get on rhythm. So it's, they're both really awesome.
Well, it sure looks beautiful on the beach. I won't be there, but maybe sometime in the summer I will be.
Yeah, I would like to go, but you can visit the Vedanta Riviera Maya because you get the Texans cheerleaders calendar at the Go Texans store.
That's right. And just because it's the bye week doesn't mean we're not picking games. We're still in a very tight competition with Blitz.
Yeah, you and I are actually gunning for the top spot. And speaking of gunning, Blitz is taking the highway to the danger zone.
Ah! told you, Mark, you picked the Titans.
I just want it to be different from you. This is how I'm going to pass you in the standings, you see?
I see what you're doing there. Well, hopefully you don't. Hopefully the Titans lose, and so do you. No ill will, but you know what? That's going to do it for us for Texans Buzz, and we're so pumped up about the first half of the season, so let's take a look back, shall we?
Go Texans! And it's over. Houston beats Detroit 20-13. The Texans run their record to 5-3. Houston has the bye now, then a road trip to Jacksonville.
We got to regroup. We got to really take advantage of the momentum that we have.
Osweiler to throw. And DeAndre with the touchdown. Across the five. Miller in the end zone. Pressure. And he's sacked by Andre Howe back at the 11-yard line. Fires to the end zone. And caught. What a grab for a touchdown. 15-10-5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston. And intercepted. But Arthur McKinney gets a sack on Alex Smith. Pressure arriving. They sack him. And this place is going crazy.